I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, today's topic is Del Walmsley's three rules of investing. These are the three basic rules that make up the entire concept of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. These rules are fundamental to your success. They're also fundamental to your failure if you don't follow them correctly. And, you know, it makes almost too much sense, these rules, and I'm going to get into them a little later on. But first, what I want to talk about is the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. This is I can't describe it. It is an incredible event. You have lots and lots of people that are focused on real estate investment, that are like-minded, coming together in Houston, Texas. It'll be Saturday, April 27th. It runs from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It'll probably start a little earlier, and it'll probably run a little longer just because there's so much stuff to pack into the day. And I'll tell you, if you want tickets, normally the tickets are priced, but if you want free tickets, just send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal, A-S-K-A-L, at luinc.com. That luinc.com stands for Lou Inc. Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated. Okay, I'll talk a little bit more about the expo later on in the show, but let's get back to Dell's three rules of investing. You know, Dell has taught and lived by these three fundamental rules throughout his entire real estate investing career, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. You know, these rules make so much sense, you may not understand them at first, because smart people like you have a hard time of letting go of their belief systems. And these are belief systems that it took you a lifetime to build. So, you know, you may be a little apprehensive to these rules, but let me run over them and make sure they soak into you so they become clear, they become a part of what you're doing, and you'll understand why these rules help you put money into investments that are risk-free. Well, not completely risk-free, but they are risk-averse. Interesting enough, these rules are not new. They're based on timeless principles that have been around for thousands of years. They're the same principles that Ben Franklin used to create a massive amount of wealth over 225 years ago. That's right. That's how long these principles have been around. And Dell didn't make them up, but he is the one that is pushing them into the 21st century. They're also the same principles that Andrew Carnegie used, that he passed on to Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill, of course, wrote these rules into his famous book, Think and Grow Rich. Can't even talk today. I'm going to have a swig of coffee. Maybe that'll get me to clear my voice up. There, right in your ear. Sorry about that. Think and Grow Rich was the book written by Napoleon Hill. And these are the same concepts that guys like Warren Buffett live by and has been telling you about. Warren has been telling you about these rules for years. But, you know, I don't think you've listened to him. I don't think you've heard him. If you have heard him, I don't think it's sunk in. So even now, after putting these rules together and releasing them to the world, most of you still won't get it. And I'm sad to say it, but you just, it's not going to click with you. You're going to think it's too good to be true, or maybe it's too boring, or too whatever. You know, you fill in the blank. But there is a paradox of true wisdom in what I'm about to tell you. Napoleon Hill, Warren Buffett, and now Del Walmsley himself have been screaming from the mountaintops for Oh, well over the last 100 years. Well, not Dell, of course, because Dell is only in his 60s, so he couldn't have done that. But, you know, Napoleon Hill's been around for a while. Warren Buffett's been around for a while. And if you add up collectively the amount of time they've been talking about this, sure, it's been over 100 years. But only a few people actually listen to these guys, and even less take action based on what we're telling you. It drives me bananas. It drives Dell bananas. I'm sure it drives Warren Buffett crazy. Well, maybe not Warren Buffett, because Warren Buffett is a pretty sharp guy. And a lot of people wonder why I reference Warren Buffett. And while at the same time, I put down the stock market. You know I'm not a fan of the stock market. You know, many stock investors look up to Warren Buffett. They look to him for guidance, but they don't realize that he is in a very different business than they are. You know, Warren is not sitting behind his PC working on Ameritrade or whatever those other stock investing software programs are. Excuse me. He's not sitting there on Ameritrade. He's not buying and selling stocks for his 401k. In other words, he's not buying stocks at retail with his own money. Warren Buffett buys entire companies at wholesale with other people's money. So can you see the difference? It's very, very subtle, but the realities of the difference are vastly important. Let's look at retail versus wholesale. Now, Warren Buffett finds companies that he can buy for 50 cents on the dollar. In other words, he's sticking to Dell's first rule of investing, which is don't lose money. And I'll talk a little bit more on that in a minute. So Dell learned to do the same thing in his favorite asset class, real estate. Now, Dell will be the first to tell you that real estate is boring, but it is the fundamental asset that he invests in. It's what's created all of his wealth. It's what's creating wealth for the members of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's creating wealth for me, and I love it. Dell teaches us to buy properties for 50 cents on the dollar, just like Warren Buffett does with companies. Dell says, find properties that are distressed, buy them for 50 cents on the dollar. And when you buy an asset so cheap, it is extremely hard to lose money on it. You would really, really have to screw it up, but people do screw it up. So let's talk a little bit about leverage. And what about other people's money versus your personal money? Buffett himself uses the power of leverage to amplify his wealth exponentially. If you've seen the documentary on his early years of investing, he literally went door to door in his neighborhood to raise money for his investments. So when you're using the power of leverage to buy assets for 50 cents on the dollar, you can't get rich slow. And we'll talk about that concept in a little bit. So Dell's first rule is don't lose money. It makes sense to you, right? I mean, really. Don't lose money in real estate. So why do you put your money into investments that can lose money? Don't lose your money. Can you imagine how much money you would have if all the principal in your investments was considered sacred? Dell teaches us to only invest your money in assets that don't risk your principal. So which assets would qualify? Well, how about stocks? Could you lose your principal while investing in stocks? Absolutely. I've lost principal in the stock market. A lot of my friends have lost principal in the stock market. Probably you have lost principal in the stock market. So can you lose principal while investing in stocks? Oh, absolutely. I mean, it makes me sad thinking about the money that I've lost. You know, we're all painfully aware of this fact since the market has crashed again. The S&P has failed to recover from the Christmas meltdown. I was just looking at the stock graph, and, you know, it's kind of coming back. It looks like it's trying to come back, but maybe it's not. And, you know, if you got in October of 2018, which was the high point that the S&P set, all you've been doing is losing money ever since. But, you know, we should have known it was coming because historically the stock market seems to crash every 7 years or so. Now, I'm not saying that this particular correction is a crash. I'm not qualified to say that. But I will tell you that it's not a great investment tool if you can't control it. So let's talk about real estate. Can you lose your principal when you invest in real estate at retail prices? Absolutely. Ask the people in California and Florida about this very painful fact. as Dell says, real estate by itself is not a panacea. In inflated markets, people will pay anything for real estate because they think that all real estate goes up in value. Not always true. In the real estate crash of 2008, I got hurt terribly on my personal residence. We bought it for $700,000. We put about $250,000 in it. It was appraised at $1.1 million. Just before we were getting ready to do a refinance on that particular property, that market crashed. We watched it go from that $1.1 million price to a sales price that we made on the property of $365,000. That was all it was worth. And we wound up taking a short sale on that property because we obviously owed more money than we could sell the property for. So when we took that short sale, it hurt our credit, and we were unable to buy a principal residence for 2 years. We became renters ourselves just because of that crash in the retail market. So can you lose money in the retail market? Absolutely. And that's why we do not advise buying properties at the top of the market or at full retail value. So let's talk about wholesale real estate. Can you lose your principal while investing in real estate at, say, 50 cents on the dollar? Only if you screw it up. We all can't go out and buy massive companies for 50 cents on the dollar like Warren Buffett does. And the easiest way to emulate Buffett is with real estate. An individual can go out and buy a single family rental property or even a small apartment building at wholesale prices and start to build wealth like Warren Buffett does, and more importantly, the way Del Wamsley shows us to do it. Well, we're coming up on a hard break. I did want to remind you that I'm giving away free tickets to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo that'll be in Houston on Saturday, April 27th. Email me at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Tell me how many tickets you need, and I'll make sure you get access to those tickets. And more importantly, if you have a question for me, give me a call at 877-711-5211. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk 1370.
Man, I love that that drum solo that brings us into this segment of the show. Hey, this is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we've been talking about Dell's three rules. These are the three fundamental rules of investing, that if you don't follow these three rules, you are doomed for failure. I guarantee you, you will screw things up. You've got to memorize, and you've got to embrace these rules. And more importantly, a lot of you are going to hear these rules and you're going to say, yeah, you know, sounds okay. And then you're going to go about doing whatever you're going to do. And if you invest in real estate, you're going to potentially have a hard time because you are violating these three rules. So what are the three rules? Well, in the last segment, we talked about don't lose money. Whatever you invest in, whether it's the stock market or real estate, you have to have this solid principle, which is you can't lose your principal. Don't lose money. In the stock market, you can lose money. You can lose your principal. Just look at people that started investing in 2018. They watched their money maybe grow a little bit, then they watched their money not grow a lot. Basically, the principal just started getting peeled away. Now, that stock market is trying to crawl back up, but it hasn't gotten to the peaks that it hit in October of 2018. So a lot of you have lost principal, and you're just trying to get that principal back. I will tell you that in my real estate investing portfolio, I haven't lost a dime on any of the properties that I have in that portfolio. So it's a lot different. You know, my comfort level is a lot better than your comfort level. My stress level when I'm investing is a lot better than yours because I don't lose money. Dell's second rule is it has to cash flow. So any property that you buy must provide positive cash flow, not negative cash flow like properties, say, in California. Positive cash flow. Dell has hammered this point home so many times on his radio show that dividends aren't what they used to be. In the old days, you know, you used to buy a stock for its dividend. Today, more and more companies are doing away with dividends because people are more focused on appreciation. And cash flow is the fundamental fundamental foundation of Del Walmsley's philosophy, and it is the way we build wealth. We call cash flow the cake, while everything else is the icing. Don't buy an asset, regardless of the asset, unless it cash flows. So in the stock market, yeah, if you buy a stock with dividends, it technically can cash flow, but it's only earning you money two ways. And we've talked in other shows about how real estate makes you money five different ways. Well, and this is the common thread. Whether you're looking at the three rules of investing or the five rules of making money in real estate, the common thread is they have to cash flow. You know, an entire industry has been built around flipping houses. You've seen them on the TV show, you know, the pretty blonde lady, the two brothers, the whoever else you want to watch. I think Chip and Joanna Gaines are, you know, the super popular ones, even though they're ending their show. Anyway, this is that entire industry that's been built around flipping houses. And flipping houses is based on price appreciation alone. It's not based on cash flow. What these investors find out is that they're really speculating. And when price is correct, they get stuck in a cash-sucking whirlpool. In other words, there are a lot of folks out there that have bought properties. They bought them incorrectly. They didn't get true wholesale pricing. They've put a lot of money into these properties. They're trying to sell them for maximum prices and on the real estate market because that's what's going to generate their capital gain, so to speak, although it's not technically a capital gain. It's technically ordinary income because they're not holding the asset long enough for it to be classified as a capital gain, and therefore they're not getting depreciation write-offs or any other write-offs against that property. It is not the way to go. And what we don't want you to do is get stuck in a problem property when the market corrects, because when the market corrects, and it will at one point, and you're flipping and you're at the top of the market, you are going to lose money. And more importantly, you've got no cash flow for the entire time that you're holding that property. So if you've got it for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months, you are not cash flowing any money, and you are running the risk of not making back your investment on that property. Because remember, the market dictates what the pricing is, not you or I. And if you only buy assets that cash flow, do you really care if they go down in value? Not so much. It's the cash flow that matters, and it's the cash flow that doesn't change. Sometimes, like during the last recession, cash flow increased even though the value of single-family homes went down. And if you invest in property using Dell's first rule, you're not going to lose money if they go down in value because you bought at wholesale prices. Hey, this is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Give me a call if you have a question at 877-711-5211.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, in the last couple of segments, we've been talking about Dell's three fundamental rules of investing, and they are clearly, number one, don't lose money. Regardless of what asset you invest in, do not lose money. It's that simple. If you're investing in the stock market, make sure you are not losing money. Only buy stocks that go up in value. That's kind of hard to do, especially if you look at the stock market and what it's been doing over the last, say 6 months. You may be a little bit concerned about, you know, not losing money because you may have lost money. However, in real estate, I will tell you that in my portfolio, I haven't lost a dime. As a matter of fact, my real estate's doing just fine. It's not losing money. More importantly, your asset has to cash flow. This is Dell's number two rule. Do not buy an asset unless it cash flows. Now, if you're buying stocks and you just happen to buy stocks that pay dividends, That is a form of cash flow. But I'll tell you, those companies are getting a little bit smarter, and they're wanting you to focus more on appreciation of the stock price as opposed to paying you a dividend. So take a look at what you're buying. Make sure it cash flows. Most stocks don't cash flow. You're just in it for the appreciation, you know. And quite frankly, I think it's the wrong way to go. Now, I will tell you, in my real estate portfolio, all of my assets except for one are producing cash flow. And the reason that one is not producing cash flow is because it's considered a deep value play. And I'm not going to get into what a deep value play is on this show, but let's just say it's capital that I've put into an investment, and what I'm more interested in is growing the money, not necessarily providing the cash flow. But the cash flow will come as that property is renovated and it's brought up to the condition of the neighborhood, actually a better condition in this particular property, and we start replacing the bad tenants with the good tenants that are create the cash flows. So that one is anticipated to cash flow probably in the next 90 days. So I'm pretty happy about all of my real estate investments. Dell's number three rule, and this is, you know, it's so simple, but it's scary. And it's a paradox. You can't get rich slow. You know, the first two rules seem very conservative compared to what you're used to. And they are. But if you follow them, you can't get rich slow. It's just the way it works. I mean, isn't that kind of interesting? If you become more conservative and only put your money in solid assets, you actually outperform the so-called aggressive investors. So how does that work? Simply, once you become a money-making machine, people will literally throw their money at you. You will begin to harness the power of leverage like Warren Buffett did, like Del Walmsley did, like all of the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing. The banks are going to give you loans. People will trust you enough to become your passive partners. Your investment base will become massively larger than what you have accomplished on your own. Now, I'm telling you, these three rules matter. They matter. They matter. And did you hear me the first couple of times? These rules matter. Let me go over them one more time for you, just in case, you know, you weren't listening, you weren't paying attention, you know everything, and you don't need to hear this stuff. But if you're listening to the show, it tells me that you are interested. You're interested in real estate. You're interested in investing correctly. So rule number one is you can't lose money. Don't lose money. Rule number two, it's got a cash flow. Do not buy an asset unless it cash flows. Finally, rule number three, you can't get rich slow. And if you follow the first two rules, which are you can't lose money and an asset must cash flow, you will fortunately follow the path of you can't get rich slow, because once you start doing things the right way, you start doing things correctly, you start doing things the way we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited, and you follow that map to success, that map that Del Walmsley created almost 30 years ago that has been refined over 30 years. It is taking the risk out of buying residential real estate. It teaches you how to buy wholesale properties as opposed to retail properties. Now, can you buy retail properties and make some money? Yes, you can, but the real money is in buying deep value properties. In other words, properties that have distress to them, properties that have been consumed by the people that live in them. Do you realize that somebody that buys a property 30 years ago and they just live in that property and they don't do the basic maintenance, and you buy that property, you're buying a 30-year-old roof. And I would tell you that roof may only be 25 years of lifespan, so you may have some problems. Hey, we'll talk a little bit more about this because we're coming up on a hard break, and I want to talk about the Lifestyles Unlimited Expo coming up. But if you have a question, give me a call at 877-711-5211. This is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Hey, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you got a question for me, give me a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. You can always email me at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Any question you've got related to real estate, send it my way. I will personally answer your questions. And if your question is relevant for what we do on the radio, I might use it on the radio. So feel free to send me that email. Also, if you want tickets to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo that Lifestyles Unlimited will provide on Saturday, April 27th, 2019, send me that email. Say I need X number of tickets, and I will make sure you get the information so that you can register for free tickets. Now, let me talk a little bit about this Wealth and Passive Income Expo. This thing is phenomenal. Last year, we had over 5,000 people attend. This year, we're thinking it's going to be closer to 6,000 or 7,000 people. It is an incredible experience that, well, quite frankly, you're going to meet like-minded real estate investors. You're going to meet people that have been doing it, that own millions of dollars worth of real estate, thousands of units of real estate, and you're going to meet people that are just getting started, that, you know, maybe haven't bought that first house or haven't made that first investment in a real estate investment. So did I use investment twice? I did. Sorry about that. It is an incredible experience regardless of your personal experience. You will learn from each other. You will learn in an environment that you just can't avoid learning things in. We're going to have breakout sessions that are going to talk about different aspects of real estate. We've got experts coming in talking about 1031 exchanges, how to do those, what's legal, what's not legal. We're going to have the Super Women of Real Estate Investing panel. These are all women that have crushed it in the residential real estate world. These are very successful investors, and what they're going to do is they want to share with all of our members, more importantly with their fellow women, but with all of our members, all of their incredible ideas and their incredible experiences using Lifestyles Unlimited's map, the map that Del Wamsley put together. Hey, we're going to have a panel of just passive investors. These are folks that all they do is they invest passively into multifamily syndicated properties. That's the kind of investing I primarily do, is passive investing. I give my money to a qualified lead. That's a Lifestyles Unlimited term for somebody who syndicates a real estate deal. These leads take my money. They invest it in distressed properties. They bring these properties up to a standard and a condition that the neighborhood warrants. We make them just a little bit better than the competition. Therefore, we get better renters. And as such, our cash flows are very good. Our capital gains are very good. We're able to refinance those properties. And these are topics we talk about on the passive investor panel. You know, these are just three of the different breakouts that are going to be going on. I think there's going to be like several dozen different breakouts you can choose from. We're going to have an expert hall of Lifestyles Unlimited vendors. These are vendors that understand the Lifestyles Unlimited model. They want to work with Lifestyles Unlimited members. They want to earn our business, and they're very competent in what they do because they focus their business model on meeting the needs of the real estate investor. Not just any person out there that might want to buy a piece of property for themselves or they're trying to figure it out. They are focused on what we do. They understand our model. They understand how they work within our model. And this is a great opportunity for you to come and meet them. Whether you're a member of Lifestyles or not, this is an open invitation to you to come and check us out. Now, let me switch gears here a little bit here. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, if you want those free tickets, email me at askal@luinc.com. We offer free workshops. And free workshops are an opportunity for you to come in and check us out. I like to say it gives you a chance to come kick the tires, and it's the starting block for everybody that ultimately becomes a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. The free workshop is offered in multiple locations. We're in San Antonio, we're in Austin, we're in Dallas, we're in Houston, and then we offer those free workshops nationally. And we're coming up on a hard break, but when we come back, what I'd like you to do is pull out that pencil and paper. I'm going to read you the information regarding where these workshops are at. I want you to take note, and then I want you to send me an email saying, hey, register me for this workshop. This is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk 1370.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and if you've got a question, give me a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Hey, in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the expo that Lifestyles Unlimited will present on Saturday, April 27th. That's this year, not next year. So we're about, maybe 6 weeks away from this event. This thing is going to run all day long, and it is going to be a very powerful, very inspiring event. You've got to get to Houston. You've got to attend this thing, because if you are considering becoming a real estate investor and you are scared, you're trying to figure out if this makes sense to you, I get it. I totally get it. If you're skeptical, man, I get that too, because I was skeptical at first too. But what I want you to do is I want you to get to the expo. I want you to check it out, because it will empower you. It will change your life. And I can get you free tickets. All you have to do is email me at askal@luinc.com. askal@luinc.com. Now, we offer what's called a free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited. This is the starting block that everybody goes to check out whether or not, you know, Lifestyles Unlimited is the right vehicle for you. I think it is. Matter of fact, I know it is. I know this works. I know it's not hype. I know it's not hyperbole. I know it's not made up stuff. I know it's not designed to get money out of your wallet and give you nothing in return. It is none of those things. These free workshops are designed to help you understand what we do in real estate, how we make money five different ways, the seven principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, how the numbers really work. We're going to talk about single family case studies and multifamily case studies, reasons why you should invest in real estate. There's five of them, and you're mapped to financial freedom in 5 years or less. We go over all of that at the free workshop. So if you're interested in checking out Lifestyles Unlimited, you're not wanting to wait until the expo, give me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Or call Lifestyles Unlimited at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. Hey, just to give you an idea of how many workshops are going on out there, in San Antonio, we've got workshops on Tuesday, April 9th, Thursday, April 18th, and Thursday, May 9th. Those are all at 6:30 p.m. If you're in the Austin area, we've got a workshop Tuesday, March 19th, Thursday, March 28th, Thursday, April 4th, and Thursday, May 30th. These are all at 6:30 p.m. Hey, if you're up in the Dallas area, well, check us out on Thursday, March 21st, or Thursday, March 28th, Tuesday, April 2nd, or Thursday, April 11th. These are all at 6:30 p.m. You folks in the greater Houston area, we're going to be in Houston offering the free workshop on Thursday, March 21st, Thursday, March 28th, Tuesday, April 2nd, and then we're going to do a Saturday event on April 13th, and that's going to be in Clear Lake over by NASA. Nationally, we're going to be all over the place. We're going to be in Chicago, Illinois on March 30th, Charlotte, North Carolina on April 6th, Phoenix, Arizona on April 13th, St. Louis, Missouri on May 11th, Jacksonville, Florida, May 18th. San Jose, California, on June 8th. Denver, Colorado. That's right, folks up there in Denver that have been calling us saying, when are you coming to Denver? Well, here you go. We're coming to Denver on June 25th. Now, that's going to be on a Tuesday. Normally, we do all of our national events on a Saturday. So this is going to be a special Tuesday event. We're also going to be in San Diego, California on July 13th. Over in Baltimore, Maryland on July 13th. So all of you folks that live up in that greater D.C. area, you need to get to Baltimore, Maryland to check us out. We'll be up in Portland, Oregon on July 20th, Kansas City, Missouri on August 3rd, Atlanta, Georgia on August 10th, Detroit, Michigan on August 17th, Anaheim, California on September 7th, and then Seattle, Washington on September 21st. Boy, I'll tell you, that is a long list of locations, but it just gives you an idea of what we're doing as far as expanding out there, giving you an opportunity to come check us out. If you're national and you can't make one of those events, we can work with you. You just have to let us know. What we have to do is we've got to go to a website called retireinfiveyearsorless.com. retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's if you're on the national side and you want to sign up for the free workshops. Now, you can sign up for any of these workshops just by going to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a big yellow button in the upper right-hand corner that says free workshops, and that will take you to a page that gives you an opportunity to pick your location, and then you can sign up from there. Hey, we're up to the end of the show, and I want to thank you very much for listening to a list. I don't necessarily like to do the list, but I want you to know that there's opportunity out there. I want you to know we're coming your way, and more importantly, I want you to have the resources so that you can come check us out. Hey, this has been Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show, and if you need more information from Lifestyles Unlimited, call them at 866-945-6565. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.